Would you say our theme song has the best guitar solo of any theme song at the station?
That's a great question.
That's a great question, really?
Yeah.
You think that's a great question?
I do.
Oh, then you're going to love this show. If your standards are that low...
Well, I was thinking maybe Sue Braun's theme song. That might have a good guitar solo.
Yeah, wow. You were right. It is a great question. Sue Braun, huh?
Yeah.
Fascinating. Shoot me now.
I think we should put them...
That's a great idea for a show.
Have a little contest.
No, that's a great idea for a show. Yeah, battle the theme songs.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Okay.
Except for next week, we have a great idea.
Oh, yeah,
already.
Next week, yes.
Great next week's idea. Our Gentleman's Club.
Yep.
The 7 Second Delay Gentleman's Club.
Stay tuned for that. We don't want to explain it right now.
But we should tell women listening, and we do have some female listeners, they have next week off. No need to tune in next week.
Okay.
Guys only next week.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess we
because people make plans. People have schedules.
Yeah, we have done women-only shows. We had the PMS Hotline show. That was women-only.
Well, not women-only, but we gave women priority.
Yeah.
Gentlemen that we are. So, battle the theme songs. I love that idea.
Yeah, you wrote it down? Okay.
Yeah, I wrote it down, baby. And
that is a really good idea.
Does every show on the station have a theme song?
No. I do not.
You don't have a theme song?
I do not. No theme song.
Well, you don't have a theme either, do you?
Well,
it's willy-nilly.
No,
wake up at whatever mood you're in.
No, today I had a big theme.
What was your theme today?
Well, the election, the aftermath of
hey, don't, shush. No, seriously, Ken, don't mention anything. I'm serious, because I should explain, and before we take calls, I have to explain. You're not going to believe this. I was on deadline last night. I was working last night. And I wanted to watch the election. Didn't get a chance. I taped it. Okay. I'm going to watch it tonight. I've been avoiding the news. I've been avoiding the internet. I've been avoiding my phone all day. I just want to watch it tonight. So I'm just asking our callers not to mention the election. I just don't want any spoilers. I want to enjoy it the way you enjoyed it last night, the way you and your wife and your kids enjoyed the election.
Yeah, we didn't watch it, actually.
Okay, well, however you absorb the news.
Yeah.
I'm gonna watch it from start to finish tonight. And, I think it's easy to predict the outcome. It's obviously...
What do you think happened?
Well, it's obviously Kamala Harris, you know, is going to take it. She has so many celebrity endorsements.
She did get a lot.
Yeah. Taylor Swift, hello, Ken.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's going to lose. Taylor Swift. The Boss.
The Boss.
That's right. And, okay, Taylor Swift and The Boss. You know who else came out for her?
Who?
I mean, it's a long list. There's no way she lost.
Who? Who else?
Natalie Portman. Now, Natalie Portman, you're going to say, oh, the actress from Star Wars. Oh, Natalie Portman. Listen to this, Ken.
Yeah.
A Harvard grad, Ivy League, went back to school, got her diploma.
Uh-huh.
Okay, she's not just an actress, Ken. So shut up and don't call her an actress. She's an actress activist, okay? You can check on Wikipedia.
You're saying
And who did she support? Who did she endorse? Guess.
Kamala.
Yes, exactly. So there's no way Kamala Harris is going to lose, but I'll confirm that tonight.
Did you put money on the election?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's not really gambling. It's against Trump. Against Trump? That's not technically gambling, okay?
How much money did
you... I have a grand on Kamala Harris. I'll see the money tomorrow. It's going to be fun. But I didn't watch it last night. I taped it. And Susan Sarandon, I believe, came out for her. James Taylor was scheduled to sing at the convention.
Yeah.
Mindy Kaling.
Yep.
It's an insanely long list, okay? And these celebrities, they're not going to just come out for everyone. They do their research.
I believe Oprah.
Oprah, a good example. Very good, Ken. Yeah. That's right. So it's money in the bank. It's a slam dunk. It's a slam dunk. I'm going to be honest with you. I feel bad taking my bookie's money.
Did you get a spread or something, or is it simply...
Straight up money line bet. Straight up money line bet.
If Kamala wins even by...
I double my money. Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't, you know, I know what you're saying. Sure, there'll be some red states down south. there are some states that she's not, that she hasn't penetrated. I don't know if Texas is going to go her way. I don't know. It's going to be very exciting for me.
Seriously?
Don't say a word. Don't spoil the election for me. Not a word. Don't even look at me, because I can tell from your face. I don't know by how much she'll win. I don't know. I don't know how many points she'll take. I don't know. Look, she's going to run away with it. She'll certainly win the popular vote,
well,
as every Democrat has the last two or three elections.
The hardest thing for me.
Don't say a word. I'm looking forward to watching the election
tonight. I'm not going to spoil it for you.
Tim Robbins, I believe, came out for her.
Yeah.
You can check that, I believe.
Oh, really? Is he still following Susan Sarandon's lead?
No, independent of each other. That's what's remarkable.
Yeah, they're not together.
No, they're not together anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Billie Eilish also.
Billie Eilish, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. These are celebrities, Ken. Right. You don't get to be a celebrity. You don't get to apply. They don't randomly pick you in some lottery. These people worked hard to become celebrities.
Okay,
they're smart people.
I'm not going to spoil the election for
you.
Yeah,
okay.
I appreciate
Don't say a word. Don't even hint.
I'm not going to hint.
Okay.
But I got
I don't. I
just have to say this.
Yes.
And I'm not spoiling anything.
Yes.
I have a hard time believing that you still have a TiVo or something at home where, like, nobody does that anymore.
You mean to record the night?
Yeah.
No, on Hulu, you can hit record. I set my Hulu station on my TV. I hit record at 4:30 p.m. yesterday.
Yeah.
Just before the polls closed, just before any exit polls were announced.
Hulu has a record?
Yeah, you can record. I recorded, I set it for 4 hours because I wanted to get Trump's concession speech.
Uh-huh.
You know, I don't know what time that occurred. Don't tell me. And then, of course, the insane celebratory speech at Howard University. I don't know what time that happened. But whenever Harris hit her number, that's going to be exciting. Then that will cap off my night tonight. I bought I bought some snacks. I'm going to put my feet up.
So,
I'm just going to enjoy the night. I don't think I don't think my wife can join me. She was sick last night for some reason. I heard her, she wouldn't open her bedroom door. I heard her crying. So I don't think I think it must be like a woman's problem, something.
Your wife was crying behind a locked door and you didn't...
Yeah, she didn't want to talk to me at all.
You didn't find out what was going on?
It was almost like a demonic possession. She was just screaming. It was like something out of The Exorcist. But I'll worry about that tomorrow.
That's like normally if your spouse is locked in a room screaming and crying.
Yeah, go ahead. Yes. I can't wait to hear the end of this.
You're gonna knock on the door and say, "Hey hon, is everything okay?"
Really? That's what you would do?
Yeah.
Really?
Or even go inside.
I think I've been married. How many times have you been married?
Once, only
me,
once.
Me, twice. Okay? Twice as much as you. I believe I'm the expert here.
Okay.
Twice as much experience. You don't knock on the door.
So your first marriage ended in failure. That's what you're saying.
I'm one for two.
Yeah, I didn't have a marriage that ended in failure. So yeah.
Boy, you're good.
Maybe.
You must have been dazzling on the old debate club in high school. Wow, you're good. Touche. Well played. I'm one for two.
Okay,
good point.
So
batting 500. Good point.
Callers, please don't ruin.
Don't spoil the election.
I taped it for Andy.
I'm going to watch it tonight.
Did you watch the World Series last week?
Don't mention the World Series. I'm going to get to that next month.
So you recorded that also?
Yeah. It's got to be the Yankees. Got to be.
Did you put money on that one?
Oh, sure.
How much money?
I put a couple grand straight up on the Yankees. I mean, look how deep their batting order was and their bench and their bullpen. My God. Technically, it wasn't gambling.
No, it's technically gambling.
Well, technically in that I'm going to win money.
Ooh. Okay.
I'm just saying it's so easy. It doesn't feel fair.
Well, I hope you get the help you need.
I hope you get the help I need.
Do you like our new image on the playlist?
Let me see what it is.
From Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I really hope you get the help you need. That's from Curb?
I think so, yeah.
I don't like the word really. I would rewrite it. I would lose the word really.
Yeah. Oh, I hope you get the help you need.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air. Please don't spoil the election for Andy. I hope you get the help you need. Hi.
He's yelling. Your wife is in the bedroom yelling and screaming, and you're not in there.
Right.
Yeah, while of she's course. Yelling and screaming. In fact, you not at least a little bit curious of what's going on in there?
When my wife has one of her episodes, I make it a point to be, you know where I am?
Where?
Anywhere else. That's where I go. It's a long, long list. Anywhere but that bedroom.
Do you go outside to check an open window or something like that? Maybe somebody climbed in?
Funny story. I did take a walk around the block. I could hear her from four or five houses away. Funny story. Something must have happened last night. She didn't want to talk about it today.
Andy.
Yeah.
Did you hear Ken's show today?
I heard about it. I heard it was a little disappointing. I heard Ken, it just didn't have the energy that he normally has.
Good show today.
Thanks. Yeah, great. Yeah.
Thank you.
Good show today.
Yeah, minority. That's a minority opinion.
Really but did. don't listen, Andy, because it might give away the election.
Don't say a word.
Okay. No.
Oh,
right. Good luck with it.
Thanks very much. Natalie Portman, ladies and gentlemen. Please.
Love you.
So are you telling me that Natalie Portman, after she was in The Professional, she went back?
Yeah, she went back to school.
Back to school.
That's true.
Wow.
And every election cycle, even the congressional cycle, even an off-year election, I don't decide who to vote for. Yeah. I wait for Natalie Portman to announce her endorsement.
Really?
Yes. Wow. Sometimes it's funny. This will make you laugh. She waits till the last minute. Sometimes, like the night before.
Huh.
And then I have to quickly, you know, revise my plans. So I wait for Natalie Portman, and I suggest everyone does. This is a woman. She's not just an actress. She's an actress activist. Look it up. It's on Wikipedia. No, look it up.
I believe you.
Yeah, you're rolling your eyes.
No.
Okay?
I believe you. So you waited until Natalie
Portman. I always do.
And then you put money on it. You put money on her.
Oh, yeah. She's not going to steer me wrong.
Yeah.
Look, as Natalie Portman goes, so goes the country. That's a saying I'm sure you've heard a million times.
I have heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of a meme.
Yeah, it's a meme.
Yeah.
It's a meme.
Well, anyway, please don't spoil the election for Andy.
But wait, we do have a show.
Yes.
This isn't the whole show.
No, we
have. Us babbling and yakking, bantering.
Yeah, you've put it out there that you don't know the results of the election and you don't.
I've taped it. I'm going to watch it tonight.
And you don't want anybody to ruin it for you. And also, don't tell Andy who won the World Series.
I can't wait to watch Trump get his comeuppance. I envy you, Ken. Because you saw him go down in flames last night.
I didn't.
I envy you.
I can't wait. No, I can't.
Don't say a word.
Yeah.
No spoilers.
I can't watch any of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I
it's going to be great.
No, I turned off actually all my news alerts on my phone.
Uh-huh.
I didn't listen
to the
radio.
I did the same. I wanted to enjoy it tonight.
Yeah.
Enjoy it fresh.
I found out this morning when I woke up.
Okay.
Yeah.
This confirms my theory. Everyone's different, especially Ken Friedman.
Yeah. I made a great Kamala remix.
Oh, did you play it today?
I'm not going to say.
On your little show? On your little show.
I'm not saying I did or didn't because I don't want to give any.
You know, at
away.
Least one person heard the show. That person called earlier.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, it wasn't a shutout.
No.
At least one person listened.
He liked it.
He said he liked it.
Yeah, he liked the show.
Yeah. I heard
right,
him
but
say.
But anyway. That's not the topic of the show tonight. The topic of the show tonight is tax avoidance.
Well, that's one way to put it. I guess I would say, what doesn't the IRS know about you? We're not asking, of course, for you to identify yourself. We will guarantee your anonymity. We will disguise your voice. Right,
yeah,
Ken?
Right.
Ken has and I have no way of knowing even your phone number. And we've proven that.
Let's test. Oh, that's no good.
We've proven that over the years when we've been desperate to learn someone's phone number and couldn't do it. So we're at 201-209-9368. Now, normally I would share a story myself about some shortcuts I've taken with my accounting.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not going to do that today because I've identified myself. So we need someone, just to prove that we will disguise your identity, we need someone to call be the first to call 201-209-9368 and tell us what the IRS doesn't know you've been up to. What the IRS doesn't know.
Maybe you're a gambler? That's not high enough yet.
Okay. Oh, you're working on altering the caller's voice? Ken, will our voices also be altered or just the callers?
No, just the callers. There we go.
And that's what they'll all sound like?
Yeah.
Men and women?
Yeah, because it's easier to use the Mickey Mouse voice. They're more understandable this way.
Okay, so give us a call and we will disguise your voice. That was Exhibit A. We can disguise your voice. 201-209-9368. We're talking about what the IRS doesn't know about you. Ken calls it tax avoidance.
Right. Maybe you're a drug dealer. Maybe you sell illegal cigarettes. Maybe
Ken, say this sentence for me. I just want to hear someone say it.
Yeah.
Your Honor, I prefer to call it tax avoidance. Say that.
Your Honor, the correct term is tax avoidance.
Oh, my God. Oh, I hope I get to hear you say that one day for real. Oh, my God. Oh, I would pay good money to see you in court saying that.
Or maybe like Andy Breckman, you have a gambling addiction and all your revenue and all your losses just never get reported.
That's what you would say to the judge?
Actually, this, you know, are your gambling losses, are those tax deductible?
No. No, but you can't write off gambling losses.
You can't? Even if it's legal gambling? I bet you can.
You can write off gambling losses? You mean if you lose $100 and you're in a certain tax bracket, you only lost $60? Are you crazy?
I don't know.
No, it's not a rhetorical question. I'm asking, are you crazy?
Oh, no.
No, you have issues.
Just asking a question.
Yeah, you have issues that you're dealing with.
What if you're a professional poker player and you have losses? Why can't you deduct that?
Because wouldn't that affect how you gamble if you're at the final table?
But I mean, you can gamble.
I mean, if you have a pile of chips, $100,000, and you know you can write off $30,000 of it.
But if you gamble in the stock market, if you lose, you can write that off.
Can you write off your losses in professional poker?
Yeah.
Wow, what a great question.
Thank you. Wow, thanks for the compliment.
Where's Siri? Siri, can you write off losses in professional poker? Siri?
Siri's been with us every week. But
usually that works. Hey, Siri. Hello?
Oh, here. Ann Ron V says you can totally declare gambling losses. So there you go.
And who's that said that?
Ann Ron V.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Ken.
All right, let's go to the...
There's an authority that you could believe.
Let's go to the...
Ann Ron V.
Well, she's on the internet.
Ken, it's so easy to get on the internet.
No, this is the World Wide Web.
Ken, they've lowered their standards so much. Really? Almost anyone can get on.
Oh, it used to be hard to get on.
Yeah, I know. The interview process would take weeks.
Hi, you're on the air. Do you have any tax avoidance?
Hold on. Don't say anything. We're going to disguise your voice. We're talking about stuff the IRS would like to know but doesn't know. We're at 201-209-9368. Thanks so much for calling. You love the show. You can't believe you got through. And goodbye.
What do you mean goodbye? Hello.
Oh, that's right. Oh, this is just the beginning of the call.
Yeah.
I'm a male prostitute.
No, you're not a male prostitute. You're not a male prostitute. And we know that for a fact because we know every male prostitute in the tri-state area, don't we, Ken?
Most of them. Yeah, most of them. Pretty much.
Yeah. That was not any of them.
Oh, Ann Ron V is our own Veronica.
Yeah.
Our former producer, and she does it for a living.
She gambles for a living?
No. She must help
people. Oh, she must be an accountant.
Taxes or something.
Wait, you can write off losses?
Oh my
God. As a gambler?
Yeah, this opens up a whole new world for you because you lose all the time, don't you, with your
I don't lose all the time. I take days off of losing between losses.
Okay, we're about
A week ago Monday.
Yeah.
A week ago Monday.
You won?
I didn't lose. I didn't play. So that's just an example of me not losing all the time. You stand corrected.
Just to put people at ease, we do not have any caller ID here at WFMU. I have no idea what your number is.
We've proven that in the past where we've been anxious to learn your number. And
right,
couldn't.
Like when we did our Porch Pirate show.
That's right. We couldn't find our Porch Pirate. We're at 201-209-9368. Please call and tell us how you shield money from the IRS.
Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good evening, Ken.
Hi.
Good evening, Andy.
Hi, give us a fake name.
This is Frank.
Hi, Frank.
Now give us your real name.
Don't do it, Frank.
Thomas.
Frank,
wait.
It's a trick.
Oh, that's true.
I should. Matt Thomas.
No comment. That's exactly the right answer. It was a test, Frank. We were testing.
Oh, I thought he said Matt Thomas. You sure he said no comment?
Why would he say Matt Thomas?
Because that's his real name.
What kind of fake name is that? Real? Okay. Okay, Frank.
You're intimidating, Andy. You're intimidating.
That's the nicest thing anyone said to me in a long time, Frank. Frank, does the IRS know about every nickel you've ever earned?
Pass through or put into an account or something?
I guess I'm asking either.
Well, no. Put simply.
And Frank, how do you hide that income from the IRS?
Cash.
And Frank, how do you make...
Gambling is a great way to hide it.
Wait, I see. You mean you make the money illegally and then you gamble and you can claim you won or lost money at the tables.
The tables, cards, events.
Wait, but how did you originally make the money, the cash?
That flywheel started a long time ago.
Flywheel, interesting term.
You know, odd jobs.
Odd jobs, interesting term.
Oh, so you work odd jobs and you ask people to pay you in cash.
He said flywheel. That means drug dealer, Ken. Hello.
Really?
Welcome to the world.
Flywheel?
Flywheel. Somebody says, I'll tell you how I earn money. A bit of a flywheel. You've never heard that term?
No.
No, I never have either. But he's a drug dealer.
Yeah.
Where else are you going to make cash, Ken? Cash.
So you sell weed or something and you make cash and then you gamble it?
No. I mean, I never really sold much of that. Just, you know, odd jobs, labor jobs, that sort of thing.
Okay,
you mean under the table, you're paid in cash?
Yeah, you know, someone needs something fixed or...
Somebody needs something fixed. Yeah, like if somebody had a radio station and the taxi dispatcher from next door kept interrupting the signal... you would go and fix the board there.
Oh yeah, I'd go hunt them down. You probably don't know which office building they're in yet.
Oh
yeah.
No, I know exactly which office building they're in.
Oh yeah, well I'll go over there then. You know I can do that.
Yeah, we'll go with you.
Building income, see, that's how you build jobs.
Hey Ken, let's go over there after the show and TP their office. Would you do that with me?
No.
That'll teach them a lesson. They keep interfering with our signal. They'll learn a lesson pretty quick.
They're the next door neighbor. I'm not finding any alternate meaning for flywheel here.
No. Frank and I made that up, Ken.
Okay.
Okay. So, Frank, how do you then launder the money? Let's say you've made 10 grand, okay? Cash.
Cash.
But you can't take that to the bank, can you? Because they're going to ask questions, right?
You put it in a sock and put it with your underwear and stuff.
Hold on. Sock. Your sock drawer. And which drawer would that be,
no,
Frank?
No. He's saying you put it in a sock, but you put to confuse matters even more, you then put the sock in the
Okay, let's say, Frank, I'm looking at your bureau, okay?
Yes.
Is it the underwear drawer is what? It's on the left? It's on the right?
It's on the left. It's the top one.
Yeah, the top one.
Top
exactly.
Left, top left.
Interesting. Check out the sock, Ken. The sock.
Well, it's the sock where you put soap with it, so it smells nice. You know, because sometimes...
Okay, so wait. So, Frank, you have 10 grand. You have 10 grand. It's in your drawer. And then... But how do you use it? You just pay cash when you go out to Friendly's and Arby's?
Yeah, you go grab a few 20s or something. You know, if it's a bigger bill thing, you got to break it beforehand.
Okay. And the IRS just never... And what if... And what does the IRS think you do for a living?
Oh, what is there? There's a NAICS code for it.
Flywheel?
It's like
the flywheel code.
No, it's not flywheel, and they removed that one back in the 90s.
Flywheel operator?
So you do fill out a return every year, but you just declare you just declare a much smaller amount.
Oh, yeah. You know, whatever is appropriate. You know,
it's a perfect plan. It's a perfect plan. I'm tired of this call.
Thank you, Frank.
Thanks, Frank.
Thanks, Andy.
Maybe I shouldn't have said that out loud. Did I say that out loud? I'm tired of this call?
I don't think so, no.
I couldn't tell if I was thinking it or if I said it.
No, I was reading your thoughts at that moment.
Okay.
I don't think it went over the air.
Thank God. Because that would have been insulting.
Yeah. To Frank.
If that's his name. 201-209-9368. Let's put the next call on the air. This is going swimmingly. Hi, you're on the air. You love the show.
We don't have a call yet.
Oh, stop kidding around. Hi, you love the show. Tell us about your little IRS scheme.
Waiting for a caller.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah, right.
All right, your voice is disguised when I put you on the air, so no fears. You can tell us everything about how you launder money.
How do you hide that income from the IRS?
Taxes. Hi, you're on the air.
201-209-9368. You can't believe it, guys. You love the show. You're on the air.
Well, thanks very much. Great to have you. And what can we call you? Give us a phony name.
My name is Gertrude.
Gertrude. And now give us your real name.
I hung up on him. Well, I mean, should I hang up on him? Cause
I'm not falling for that. Listen, I hide my money in a pair of pants, and then I put that in the T-shirt drawer.
Oh. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, thanks.
How much are call screeners?
Gertrude.
Like, if we wanted to buy a call screener, hire one, like per hour.
Buy one?
Well, let's say we wanted to hire one. Or buy one. We'd go to Home Depot. They often have guys hanging out by the dumpster.
Well,
looking for jobs.
Oh, my God. We should do that.
Yes. Go to Home Depot.
Go to Home Depot.
Find a guy, a day worker.
Hire a day worker as our call screener.
Okay. That's going on my list.
Write that down also.
And my God. Problem solved. What do they get per day?
I don't know.
Probably like 5, 10, 20 bucks?
They probably get something like 20 bucks an hour or something.
I just want to pull up in my car, roll down the window, and explain what freeform radio is. I can't wait. We'd have to get someone that could speak Spanish.
Well, the problem is they're only there in the morning. I've never seen those guys hanging out like in the afternoon or evening.
All right, maybe I'd hire him in the morning. He cleans my gutter all day. It's a win-win.
Yeah, okay.
It's a win-win.
Yeah,
cleans my gutters.
Up. Yeah.
Sexually services my wife.
No.
And then I come over here in the afternoon.
You can't.
And he's a call screener. It's a win-win-win.
You mean the same wife who was locked in the bedroom crying her eyes out last night?
Yeah, Beth. Yeah.
Do you sometimes bring men home to sexually service her?
Yeah, well, she's practicing. She's taking lessons. It's for our benefit.
What?
It's to help our marriage.
What kind of lessons?
Well, again, the door's locked. That door is very thick. It's hard to hear. It's a little muffled. Here's all I know. She's an excellent student. Honor roll.
How do you know that? These guys.
Yeah, well, the guys, they're leaving. The guys tell me. She's doing much better, much improved. I'm so proud of her.
Hi, you're on the air. Your voice is disguised. How do you hide your income?
Well, this is from long ago. I can't hide anything now.
What's your name? Give us a fake name.
Somebody said to use Andy Brackman, so I'll use that.
Okay, go
ahead. That sounds pretty phony.
Use the name Andy Brackman.
I've been using that phony name for years.
This is the 80s, but my partner and I, we were never married, and she was doing freelance work off the books, but we claimed we were married, and we had a child, so we got all those benefits.
Wow.
Wait, so they don't ask for proof of marriage?
No, but we did have, we had a photograph we took of ourselves in a field somewhere, and we were just going to say we were, if we got ordered, we were going to say we were married by some Buddhist monk in Woodstock.
Careful with your language there.
What did I say?
Yeah, he didn't say anything.
Yeah, he did.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
Sorry about that. I don't know.
Ken is offended by the word Buddhist.
No.
That's what you reacted to.
Anyway, so we did that.
He used the F word.
No, he didn't.
So we claimed marriage, and the child was real. We got the benefit. We got the tax deduction.
And was the child in a field also?
We separated. And when she made good money, we separated. We had two separate apartments. But when she started, she had to claim. Eventually, she was making enough that she had to claim. But then what we did was we claimed, even though we lived separated, we claimed we all three lived together, still married, and we wrote off her apartment as a workspace.
Wow.
I see. And the child was, you're saying
that... With the money, I was just working in a bookstore, but she was making decent money, but any trips to Paris or wherever the heck we went, I said, heck, She reclaimed those as business expenses.
What was her job?
So that kind of worked out for a while.
What was her job? Her job.
She got put on the books for a regular company, and that was the end of all that.
He's not listening to you, Ken.
Ken, it doesn't matter.
Not listening to you is one of my hobbies, but I guess I'm not alone.
I didn't hear it.
Okay, thanks, Andy Breckman. That was fascinating.
What was the best part about that story?
The field.
Yeah, he took a picture in a field in case someone said, "Are you really married?"
Right.
You can't fake that.
No.
Because you can look at a picture and you can just see the chemistry.
Right.
Is there or not. And also, you know what else I liked?
What?
That the baby they had.
Yeah.
That was a real baby.
Yeah.
He said it twice.
A real baby.
You could touch it, you could poke it.
Yeah, it wasn't a real marriage.
No, but that was a real baby, Ken.
But it was a real field.
It was a real field.
Because the IRS auditor would take a look at the field and say, oh, it was a Buddhist marriage.
Yeah, and then the IRS auditor would say, bring that baby closer. I want to confirm it's a real baby.
A real human baby. Not just any baby. Phone number is 201-209-9368.
The phone number is 201-209-9368. We're having such a great time, aren't we, Ken?
We are.
We just have a couple of minutes left.
No, we have plenty of time.
Ah!
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It hurts so bad.
Why would you say that we have plenty of time? even if it's true.
Look at the clock on the wall. There's
screw you.
26.
Why would you say that? You know what that does to me.
We have 26 minutes left.
Oh, my God.
We're just over halfway.
Shut up. It's almost over. Just say it's almost over.
Your sense of time.
Just say it's almost over.
It's not almost over. We're over.
You'd make a horrible doctor, like if you were taking blood, injecting someone with a needle.
We're over the hump.
This is my impression of Ken, injecting someone with a needle.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, this is going to take a while. This is a long way from over. I know it hurts. I know you're uncomfortable. We're going to be here for quite a while, drawing blood. Oh, we're not even halfway over. 26 minutes to go. That's my impression of you.
Oh, that's a decent imitation, but can I tell you what I'm really like when I play a doctor?
Yeah.
Here, it goes more like this.
Yeah.
I've got some news for you. Remember that incredibly painful catheter that we put you through?
Yeah.
The sample got messed up.
Oh, no.
And we have to do it all over again.
Even if it's not true, and I know in most cases it's not true, it's hysterical. I'd love to be a doctor. It would be fun. You're right, Ken.
Yeah, though that happened to me once.
Hey, you want to hear a story?
Yeah.
This is an interesting story.
Yeah.
Beth and I go to a doctor, one of these custom doctors.
A witch doctor?
No, concierge doctor. You pay a little extra. He's always on call. You get his cell phone.
Okay.
You've never heard of this?
Never heard of it.
Concierge doctor?
No.
Oh, it's all the rage in Europe.
Concierge doctor.
No, it's a real thing.
Really?
Yeah. Your doctor, you have to go and probably get an appointment, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes me laugh. No, concierge.
Oh, my God. It is a real thing.
Well, duh. But wait, get this.
Yeah.
Our doctor, he's in Morristown.
Yeah.
He's Donald Trump's doctor. You know how Donald Trump won't release his medical records?
Oh, because, right, he has that place in Bedminster.
Yeah, he comes to New Jersey all the time, at least once a month. And this is his doctor, our doctor.
So?
Our doctor could affect history.
You have the same doctor as Trump?
Yeah. And so you know he's good.
A concierge doctor. How much do you pay in the retainer fee?
Well, you'd have to disguise my voice. I'm not going to just tell you without disguising my voice.
Okay, no problem.
I'll wait till it's disguised. Okay. Now you don't know it's me. I'm going to use a fake name. Ask me what my name is.
Okay, what's your name? Give me a fake name.
Hello, I'm Andy. No! Ah! Duh! No, I'm George.
Okay, George, you were telling me earlier that you have a concierge doctor, and I was wondering, what's the annual retainer fee for that?
Why don't you guess, and if you're within 10% of the annual fee, I'll confirm it.
Okay.
But if you're not within 10%, I'm just going to say no, and we're moving on.
Okay, my guess is $50,000 a year per person.
No! That's insanity.
Insanely low or insanely
high? I won't answer that. But you pay a fee to... It's like an exclusive club. Like our gentleman's club next week.
Right.
It's an exclusive club. And then... and then you, your insurance has to cover the visits as you would a normal doctor.
But you have to pay the concierge doctor up front, a retainer fee.
Yes, every year there's a fee and that you pay in advance. Just like Donald Trump pays this guy.
And it's way higher than $50,000 a year per person.
I'm not going to confirm or deny. All I'm going to say is you're adorable.
Wow. So we were. I was just talking to listener George. Did you hear any of that?
No, I didn't. I stepped away. Well,
he has a
concierge. I went in the other room. No, go ahead.
Is that supposed to be a laugh?
Yes.
Let's see. All right. Hi, you're on the air.
And so am I.
I'm hoping that my voice is disguised.
Yes.
Oh, yes. No one knows it's you, and we don't know your number.
Your voice is disguised. Give me a fake name.
Effingham Hoofnagel.
Okay, Effingham. How have you hidden income from the IRS?
Well, I didn't tell them, but I have been claiming a reciprocating saw that I use to remove catalytic converters.
Uh-huh.
Wait, you steal catalytic converters from cars?
It's a living.
I believe the correct term is liberating.
I don't believe a word this guy's saying.
He's liberating
this catalytic. This is a gag. He's doing a routine.
You're right.
Because I heard the same thing on an old Jack Benny program.
About catalytic
converters? Yeah, from 1955.
Wow, that's pretty prescient. Because I don't think, you know, catalytic converters didn't come around for, you know, much, much later.
Not a big deal. I don't want to make a big deal. But isn't the word prescient?
I know what word you're talking about. I
believe it's a three-syllable word.
Prescient?
That's pretty prescient. Maybe you're right.
I've always thought it was prescient.
Well, you might know best because I'm stupid.
Prescient pronunciation. It might have more than one pronunciation.
No, it's prescient it's prescient.
Oh, well, maybe if you're a pointy-headed intellectual, it's prescient. Yeah, that's the British pronunciation.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Let's see what a real American.
Yeah.
Such as myself.
Well, I'm going
prescient. Prescient in American English. Prescient.
I'm going to be in London over the holidays, so British I'm glad we established that.
Well, yeah, you should go to...
No, I won't embarrass myself.
Go to Speaker's Corner and say prescient a lot.
Is there a Speaker's Corner in London?
Yes.
I'm there, baby. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Finally. They won't know what hit them.
It's a scary...
What time in the morning does it open?
It's open all day.
It is? I could get there at dawn?
Hyde Park.
Do you have to wait your turn?
No.
What do you bring, like some kind of soapbox, something to stand on?
That would be helpful.
Oh, baby. This is going to be the trip of a lifetime.
It's a scary place
I've
now.
I've got a few things to get off my chest. See you in Hyde Park. Hey, that would be a great show, wouldn't it? Me and you in Hyde Park, standing on little soapboxes.
Not anymore. Maybe once upon a time.
Really? What's it like there now?
Well, when I was 10 years old, I went to Speaker's Corner, and that's where I learned about LSD, and that's where I decided I wanted to become a drug addict.
You mean not from a speaker, you mean from the junkies nearby?
From the speakers who were proselytizing about LSD and psychedelics.
And what time does Speaker's Corner open?
It opens early in the morning.
So you were 10 years old.
Yep.
You heard a guy describing a trip he had, an acid trip.
An all-day affair.
10-year-old Ken Friedman said this. Any other 10-year-old would say... Mommy, I want to go, you know, to the park and sail a boat.
Yeah.
Any other 10-year-old would say, Mommy, is there a candy store nearby?
Right.
What did 10-year-old Ken Friedman say?
Mommy, I want some orange sunshine.
Yeah. Says a lot about you. Says even more about Mommy.
But I was there 10 years.
Says even more about your mom.
I was there again about 10 years ago.
Yeah. How is it?
It's very different.
Tell me, how so?
It's only about the Middle Eastern conflict.
Oh, really?
All you have are Islamists railing against Israel.
Okay.
And maybe for every 10 of them, you have somebody who's pro-Israel. But there is no other topic going on in
Speaker's. I'm
going
to go there. You know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to do a little stand-up comedy.
I can't wait. You got
to. This is going to be me. I'm going to be in the park. I'm going to say things like, "Hey, how are you folks doing? I'll tell you something about myself. I was born in New York City. I wanted to be near my mother." I'll do jokes like that, old vaudeville jokes.
Wait a second.
My mother was very disappointed when I was born. She didn't want a boy. She wanted a divorce. See, I'll be doing jokes.
That's not a joke.
That is a joke.
I don't get it.
Nonetheless, it's a joke.
And the first one had no punchline either.
Shut up. You're not invited to the park.
Oh, my God. A concierge membership is only $1,500 to $2,400 per year?
Well, this guy works with the... This guy works with the candidate for president. Yeah, this guy works with Donald Trump.
Well, I'm not saying anything. You're trying to trick me into revealing what happened with the election yesterday.
Yeah, don't tell me.
Has anybody tipped you off?
I can't wait. No, I've been wearing earphones all day. I've been playing Jumpin' Jack Flash all day on a loop.
Okay. All right, we're going back to the calls.
Whatever you want, son. It's your show now.
Listen to
Make yourself happy.
Your restless leg tonight is off the charts. Man, is it loud.
Thank you.
Caller, you're on the air. Your voice is disguised. I hope you get the help you need.
Good.
And how do you hide your income from the IRS?
I just don't file returns on it.
Oh, you'll go many years without filing a tax return?
Yeah.
But that must catch up with you sooner or later.
But why? If his income is...
No one's ever said anything about it.
Do you have to file a return even if you've had zero income?
I believe you do.
Have plenty of income, and I pay taxes. I just don't file a return.
Well, how do you pay taxes if you don't file
it? It gets deducted from my paycheck.
Oh, I see.
Wait, that is going to catch up with you because that's a W-2 has been generated.
Yeah, so the IRS knows you're making money, so you really got to file a return.
You're going to get a knock on the door. You are never going to be nominated for Attorney General.
Well, he might. He might be.
They'd have to be pretty desperate to nominate this guy.
Trump hasn't released his tax return.
Trump doesn't release his tax return? That's true. He files it.
He just doesn't release it.
I'll have to ask our doctor about that.
Yeah,
our doctor.
Yeah, ask your doctor.
Yeah.
Man, I can't believe you have the same doctor as Trump.
Hey, he's going to say things. He says things like, your heart sounds pretty good, Andy. And I'll say, better than Trump or worse than Trump? See, I'll get him to divulge a few little secrets.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should wear a wire and ask questions like that.
Well, my annual checkup is the one place in the world where I can't wear a wire.
Why not?
I'll tell you afterwards. I can't even wear it up my butt.
He's one of those doctors.
Yeah, he's one of those doctors.
Oh.
He checks for a wire every year. He's checking for something.
So he's a proctologist.
Well, he checks me.
He checks you. That's a nice way of putting it.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I don't think you're checking for a wire there, Doc.
All right, thank you.
Is he one of those mafia doctors?
Yeah, he's one of those mafia doctors. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling, caller. Hi, you're on the air. Your voice is disguised. Hope you get the help you need.
Oh, hello there. Hi.
Hi.
It's not me, but it's a member of my family.
Uh-huh.
Your sister? Your sister?
No. You want to guess, or should I tell you?
Your brother.
Your wife?
Yes.
Your wife. Your wife.
What is her name? Don't say her name. Just spell it.
If I say her name, will you disguise the name so you'll be able to identify?
Yes. No,
well, we can't say
it. It's disguised.
No, Ken. He's going to really say her real name.
Well, okay, then spell it.
Just spell it.
Spell it out.
I'll spell it backwards. How does that?
Okay, perfect.
Right.
I got it. I'm on you, kid.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. What she does is she swaps with people. So she will perform her job for somebody.
Yeah.
In return, that person performs their job for us. Like, say, we need our gutters cleaned. We'll have the gutter guys come, or girls.
Yeah.
And clean the gutters in exchange.
It's like one of those hippie co-ops. It's like one of those hippy-dippy little co-ops that they used to have.
I don't understand.
Like a kibbutz,
or in the 60s. What were those things called, Ken?
Free love.
Communes?
Yeah, those communes, where there was no money exchange, but everyone exchanged goods and services.
So your next door neighbor is a sex worker, and your wife's a gutter cleaner. So
exactly. So you'll exchange some gutter cleaning for some, you know,
for some tricks.
Free love, exactly. Ken.
How does that hide money? I don't get it. How does that hide it?
You're providing a service for somebody. You're getting paid, but the government doesn't see that you're getting paid because you're just getting a service.
Oh.
See, imagine an IRS agent, an auditor, coming to your house and saying, those gutters look pretty clean, and you appear to be sexually satisfied. Mm. Yeah, he's going to piece it together pretty quick.
Must be a
smart... The one thing we tried doing, someone told us this stupid idea that we could make money by investing in forever stamps. So we were taking money, cash, and just investing it in the stamps, but that didn't work out.
Investing it in rubber stamps?
No, forever stamps.
Oh, forever
stamps. At the post office. You were duped, baby. You were scammed. There was a guy at this station. He was doing an impression of me for a while. Remember that, Ken?
Oh, yeah.
A guy that was pretending to be me.
Oh, Injun Bob.
Injun Bob. And he did a show with that premise where he scammed people out of money.
I know. I did that whole show with him thinking I thought he was you.
No, that wasn't me.
Oh, my God. And we had people who actually gave us money for the forever stamps.
That's right. Yeah, they fell for it.
Yeah, and he ran off with everything.
You know, by the way, that forever stamp idea actually was a good idea.
It was a good idea. How long ago was that, and how much did stamps cost back then?
I don't remember. I think it was 15 or 20 years ago, but Injun Bob is on the air now on WFUV.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah.
He's great. Oh, my God. What are the call numbers for FUV?
Well, it's WFUV.
Yeah, but how do you find it on the dial?
It's 90.7.
FM. Oh, 90.7. Hold on. Let me write that down.
Yeah.
90.7.
I find that station by accident sometimes. It's really creepy when you think you have FMU and you're listening to FUV.
Wow. It's so easy to tell the difference. If you're enjoying yourself, if you're tapping your foot, if you're turning up the volume, you're listening to FUV, my friends.
But if you get the guttural screaming, then you know it's us.
Yeah.
I actually heard Poco once on WFUV and was not sure if I was listening to
If you hear a whiny old man asking you for money, asking you to give and give every month, you know it's you're at FMU.
No, both stations do that.
Do they? FUV does too?
Yeah, they do it also. Yeah, it's hard to tell us apart during fundraising.
Yeah.
Well, I hope my advice helps at least one person.
Oh, it does. It does. For every gutter cleaner, you need a sex worker. That's my takeaway.
That is a full-service sex worker, baby.
Oh, hell yeah. I still don't quite get it, but I kind of get it.
I haven't even tried to think about it.
A little bit?
May I suggest not even thinking about it and moving on?
Okay. Phone number is 201-209-9368. Just a reminder, Andy recorded the election last night, so no spoilers. Don't tell Andy what happened.
Don't tell me at what time Trump concedes.
He's got $1,000 on it.
Don't tell me when the blue wall, when Harris sweeps the blue wall. I know she's going to do well because of the celebrity endorsements. These people, these are not ordinary people, Ken. They're not what we call normies.
No, I know. They're celebrities.
They're celebrities, okay? Yeah. Let me give you a list of some celebrities. Goldie Hawn.
Did she endorse Kamala?
Yes. Goldie Hawn.
Wow. Those are definitely some heavy hitters.
Bruce Springsteen.
Yep.
John Bon Jovi.
Yep. You mentioned them earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Chappelle.
Willie Nelson. Okay. He's been around the block.
Yeah. Well, you know him. You've been on his bus.
That's true. Wait, that's true. How did you know that? That is true.
We've talked about that.
Oh, we have? Oh, I did it.
He was on your little TV show.
Yeah, my little show. Yeah, he did a couple days on the show.
Yeah.
I have no memory of this.
I believe that he was on your show because, what's his name? James Taylor said no.
That's right. Yeah. The part was written for James Taylor.
Yeah.
I have run out of stories. That's it, Ken. That was my last story.
What's the closest?
32 years.
What's the closest we can get to James Taylor? And you went with Willie Nelson.
I had breakfast with James Taylor once. Does that count as anything?
Yeah. Was that trying to talk him into doing your show?
No. I was friends with Livingston, his brother.
Right. You knew him from the folk circuit.
From the folk circuit. I was staying the night at Livingston's house.
Whoa!
At Martha's Vineyard. I used to open for him.
Wow, you slept over Livingston Taylor's
right.
house.
Hold on. The story is just getting started.
Okay. I like this story. Go on.
The story's about half over, if you're interested.
Okay.
I came downstairs in the morning.
Okay.
Into the kitchen.
Because you woke up in the morning.
I woke up in the morning. I made myself a little breakfast. I'm sitting at the breakfast table.
Uh-huh.
And I hear from the other room a familiar voice. It wasn't Livingston.
Oh, my gosh.
It was James. And he was singing as if it was a private concert just for me. He was singing the theme from The Love Boat.
Get out of town.
No, that's a true story. That's a true story.
On his guitar?
No. He was just doing something. He was puttering around. We were both, I remember what it was. Here's what it was. Oh, it was in Boston. This is what it was. Livingston was guest hosting a local TV show.
Okay.
And could invite some guests to appear on his show. And the two guests he invited were me. I guess, I can't believe I was the first or second or third or fourth choice, but it was me and his brother James. So we were both went to the studio and did the show.
Now, I can't remember how the theme from The Love Boat goes. Can you sing a few bars?
Love, inviting and new, something, something, something. It might have been written by Charles. The lyrics, I believe, were by Charles. Oh, the music was by Charles Fox, whose son is an old friend of mine. And by the way, if you want to make money in this world, and obviously, Ken, you don't.
Yeah.
Write yourself a couple of TV theme songs.
Okay. And was Livingston nude? Or was James nude when you heard him puttering around the kitchen? Was he puttering around the kitchen nude?
No, he was not nude. And, interesting story, glad you asked it,
uh-huh.
He would not get nude. He just wouldn't. There was nothing I could say to get him nude. Interesting story.
Why were
you? It made for a very uncomfortable breakfast.
Were you nude?
No.
Then why were you asking him to get nude?
In hindsight, Ken, always 2020, I should have talked about other things. I should have asked him other questions.
How did he react to you asking him to take his clothes off?
Very, very funny. He seemed to suddenly not be hungry. Very funny story. He was hungry. I'm famished. He made himself this big plate. And suddenly he realized he wasn't funny. Wasn't hungry.
Wasn't hungry.
Yeah, wasn't hungry, yeah.
And was he still singing the Love Boat theme? Or?
No.
He stopped that as well.
Yeah. I remember the sound his car made on the gravel as it pulled away.
I see.
But to answer your question, to go back, no, never saw him nude.
And Livingston, did you ever see him nude?
No. Never saw him nude either. Our relationship ended pretty quickly after that breakfast. With the Taylor brothers.
And yet after this weird incident where you tried to talk the clothes off of James Taylor, you apparently asked him to guest star on your little TV show.
Yeah.
How did he remember the nude incident?
Eventually he did.
Oh, maybe that's...
He said, wait, you're the please get nude guy. That's what he called me. The please get nude guy. That was my little nickname around the Taylor household.
I can't believe you had the balls to even ask him to guest star after that.
Yeah.
You should have just gone right for Willie Nelson.
Well, Ken, I can't avoid people just because I asked them to get nude. I wouldn't have a show.
Wait a second.
I wish we had more time to go into this.
How many people do you ask to get nude?
It used to be my thing. It was a thing. Everybody has a thing.
Oh, my God. That's what Louis C.K. says. That's exactly...
Wait, is it really?
It is exactly what Louis C.K. says.
It was his thing?
He says, yeah, that's my thing.
Oh, God. Yeah, but he really did it. Oh, God.
Wow. So that's how comedians and comedy writers, that's how they describe their fetishes.
Louis C.K. was actually my first big success with my Please Get Nude campaign.
Really?
Yeah.
Did it ever occur to you that you're...
Yes, ever occur to me? Yes, this is going to be good, yes.
That when you asked Louis C.K. if he might want to get nude, that might have led him to his thing.
Yeah, I mean, it might have sparked his hobby.
Well, you know his thing.
Yeah, I do know his thing. Yeah,
his thing was masturbating in front of women.
Yeah, not always in front. Sometimes he was off to the side.
So when you asked him to take, this is gold.
This routine is gold. I hope somebody's jotting down notes.
When you asked Louis C.K. to take his clothes off,
please, show end now.
Was he aroused?
Please show end now. Hold on, Ken. I'm praying.
That's how pray. So when you pray, you eliminate all verbs. It's like...
I get right to the point.
This is from the time...
God is a busy man.
This is from the time you spent hanging out with Injun Bob. He taught you how to pray without verbs.
That's my impression of how Native Americans pray to their gods.
Show end now. I see.
And look, my prayers have been answered. Listen to that song.
I know.
That means the show's ending. Hey, next week... Guys only, gentlemen's club.
Well, I mean, I think women, it's okay for women to listen, isn't it?
Yeah, but we're going to have a separate broadcast running simultaneous to this.
Right.
It's going to be just for guys, a lot of dirty jokes, talking about breasts, right?
Among other things. Yeah.
That's our gentlemen's club broadcast. But if you want access to that broadcast, you have to call. We have to confirm you're a guy. How do we confirm someone's a guy?
That's a great question, you know. That really is a good question.
We can hurt their feelings and see if they cry or not.
Well, no, I mean, so if they cry, then you're going to assume that it's a woman.
Yeah.
I see.
That's a little test I do.
Yeah, I like...
Also, you look for Adam's apples. But if you're on the radio, you can't do that. You have to go to Plan B.
You might want to look for testicles.
Even if I'm there in person?
Well, to just, I don't know, some test...
Oh, we're back to Please Get Nude.
Yeah, some tests to determine because...
Not every singer-songwriter likes to show you their testicles. Take it from me.
And they might be... What's it called when they're up inside the body, when they're hiding?
Sweet Baby James. You know what I say? Rude Baby James.
Because he wouldn't get nude?
Hey, we're out of time. This is great. We should have started with this. I wish we had more time. Fascinating stuff. Fascinating, Ken.
Well, thank you, Jeremiah, for starting on the newsletter that we never used.
And thanks to Veronica for chiming in and straightening us out on some tax questions.
Oh, apparently a lot of people weighed in and said, yes, indeed, you can deduct gambling losses.
Well, that's actually a life changer for me.
So what time are you going to find out the results of the election?
I'm going to go home. I'm going to get my dinner all ready, my Swanson frozen dinner.
Yeah.
Going to set it up in front of the TV.
Wait, Swanson frozen dinner?
Yeah, I'm going to hit play.
Like a TV dinner?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to hit play.
So you eat TV dinners every night?
No, every election, every 4 years.
Oh, I see.
And I treat myself.
Is that because your wife is crying herself to sleep? Is that part of it?
I don't know if she's even going to be talking to me.
Okay. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount
and
Hope.
And this, same thing, WFMU East Orange, WFMU Mount Hope.
In New York City and Rockland County.
And we are, same thing. Yeah, New York City, Rockland County. Yeah, 91. Did you say the number, 91.9?
Yeah, and online.
Online, wait, did you say where we are online?
Yeah, WFMU.
FMU, go ahead, you finish it.
.org.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
blues comes so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Stop this world, let me off. There's just too many pigs in the same trough. There's too many buzzards sitting on the fence. Stop this world, it's not making sense. Stop this show, hold the phone. Better days this lad has known. Better days so long ago. Hold the phone, won't you stop this show? Stop this game, deal me out. I know too well what it's all about. I know too well that it had to be. Stop this game, you know it's ruining me. Deal me out. I know too well what it's